Jay McCloskey's business isn't headquartered in Wisconsin, but he wants to move it here. McCloskey bought a farm in Crawford County in the hopes of shifting business to Wisconsin, but one big hurdle stands in his way: access to high-speed internet.
As Wisconsin counties struggle to bring broadband to underserved rural areas, Vilas County in northern Wisconsin has worked with Frontier Communications and other internet providers to roll out increased broadband access using federal grant dollars.
In the meantime, Jay McCloskey is fighting to move forward on broadband in rural parts of the state in his area. He joins us now. He's an organizer of the group Universal Broadband Access Coalition. Jay, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Veronica.
Well,
Jay,
thank
you very much for having me on and your interest in this issue.
I'm curious about how this group got started, Universal Broadband Access Coalition. Why did you and your neighbors decide to start this group up?
Well, it started with a meeting that we scheduled, we requested with Senator Schilling. Our neighbors on Stony Point Road and our neighbor in our office building we had to get because we did not have high-speed internet on our farm as we had been told we would when we bought it. And that group grew to involve all of our legislative representatives, Senator Baldwin also, and Congressman Ron Kind's office attended, along with people from the University of Wisconsin Extension and and the e-commerce group and a number of technical experts, and we talked about how we could go about getting high-speed internet because all of us, three neighbors in a row, all need this for our businesses very much and do not have it. Our speed at our farm is 0.03 megabytes upload and 0.24 download. We were told we'd have 3 megabytes up and 24 down.
Can you tell me a little bit about how that slow internet speed, lack of high-speed internet, affects your business?
Well, our business is not capable of running with speeds at that speed. I don't know if you remember old, many years ago, dial-up. This mm-hmm. is slower than dial-up. You click on a website and watch the screen paint one line at a time. And in our business, I own an insurance agency. We use VoIP phones, voice over internet protocol, and we have remote workers in four different locations, and the insurance industry has become paperless. So without high-speed internet, we can't function at all. And we ended up having to find an office in the Mercantile Center in Gays Mills, which does have high-speed internet. It actually has fiber optic installed to the building, and our speeds there are 30 megabytes upload and 60 megabyte download.
And that's how it affects your business. What about your day-to-day life when you're not trying to conduct business, but maybe you want to do a little online shopping or, you know, listen to music, something like that? What is it like then?
Well, at the farm, often we can't. What we use right now are cell phones for internet, but that's fairly limited. Sometimes I have to walk around with the cell phone over my head and waving it around to try and get a connection. And went to look up a recipe for Thanksgiving and couldn't get internet access. So just not able to. I have a subscription to great courses and, you know, for online education. I can't do it at the farm. Can't watch it at all.
And I've read that, you know, this isn't just about you and your neighbors and your area. This is something that affects the rest of the state. Do you have a sense about how it might be affecting communities in your area in general and maybe kids who need the internet to go to school and do some of their coursework?
Oh, it really has an amazing, immense impact, especially for rural residents. What I found is that high-speed internet really has a significantly greater potential to benefit rural residents than urban and suburban residents. All the urban and suburban folks have ready access to high-speed internet and take it for granted. They have jobs all around that they can go to, they can drive to. They have all kinds of resources for shopping and commerce and being able to do online education is easy because they have that available. In rural communities, there's a problem with jobs. There's a problem with keeping children and retirees in the community who are moving to cities because, in many cases, because they don't have high-speed internet. And in our area, we have the schools and the library have Wi-Fi service that people can tap into, and more schools and children are getting education online and coursework and homework online. And so you can see parents sitting in their cars in the parking lot of the schools and the library at night with their kids, so they're able to do their homework.
And you said earlier you bought this farm in Crawford County, and you were told that you would be able to get broadband access there. What happened? Why don't you have it?
Well, before we bought the farm, we called CenturyLink because it was a priority that we have high-speed internet in any property we purchased. And they came out and tested our lines, and they told us that we would be getting the 3 megabytes upload and 24 megabytes download. And when we had it installed and we tested it, we discovered that, no, we didn't. And at that point, we bought the farm, and I'm happy we did. It's a wonderful farm. But it has significantly changed our plans, and we're not able to have the office on the farm as we had intended. And our neighbors also have children who have had to move out of state and would like to work at the farm and have businesses that use the internet, and they're not able to do that. They have to live where they're able to have high-speed internet.
We're talking with Jay McCloskey right now, organizer of the Universal Broadband Access Coalition. This is a group devoted to bringing broadband internet access to rural Wisconsin, and in particular to Crawford County. Jay McCloskey lives in Crawford County and is the president of Transportation Insurance Professionals. And I want to go back to something you just said. You just said there are children of families in your area who move, literally, it sounds like they move because they don't have broadband access. So, you know, when we hear about the economies of rural Wisconsin hurting, it sounds like this could be a piece of the puzzle, bringing people back or keeping people there.
It would have a significant impact on that. And in our own business, we have 40% of our employees work remotely. And remote working has become a significant trend in the United States. And we have a very serious issue in the rural economy, in the rural areas, with good-paying jobs. You can get excellent-paying jobs working remotely for all kinds of businesses. They don't even have to be businesses in Wisconsin. And the Organic Valley has a significant number of employees who work remotely from home. They found that to be a very effective model for them. Recently, they had someone who was unable to buy a home that she wanted because she had they didn't have the high speed access, and she had to buy a different home. Someone else got a job, I heard, with them, and ended up having to drive 45 minutes each way to work rather than work remotely, which is what Organic Valley and she were hoping that she would be able to do.
So, Jay, what's going on? Why isn't it an easily solved problem? Why can't these lines be put down and people get access who want it? What's standing in the way?
Well, it has partly been funding, although I don't know that that's the whole issue, but the funding's there now. The CAF2, Connect America Fund, funded by the FCC, has provided $570 million to the state of Wisconsin. And in order to be able to put in high-speed internet, and the governor has recently said that internet is a priority, a budget priority for Wisconsin. And just today, the Public Service Commission announced that they are putting in another $46 million in funding for rural internet. And we have three primary goals at the Universal Broadband Access Coalition. We are advocating for fiber optic service for all rural residents. DSL is simply not adequate, especially in the rural areas. We're pushing for fast-tracking the installation of high-speed internet networks whereas the current plan is to have this installed within the next 5 years. And our third goal is to change the priorities for installation so communities that now have the least internet access get high-speed internet service installed, and those communities that now have the most access get upgraded last. Right now, that's being done in reverse order. In Crawford County, Prairie du Chien, the largest community in Crawford County, will have their internet upgraded by CenturyLink by the end of 2016. Whereas the smaller communities, Eastman is getting their upgrade completed in 2020, Seneca in 2021, Wazik in 2018. The priority is reversed. The Prairie du Chien has multiple opportunities and for high-speed access, and the residents there can get it. Yet, for some reason, the money is being spent there first.
And Jay, as we wrap up, what do you want elected officials to do to help solve this problem?
We really need our state and federal legislators and the governor to put pressure on CenturyLink and the other internet service providers that receive the CF2 funding to get this done quickly, to reprioritize, to get fiber optic service installed. And we're also looking for membership. The purpose of Universal Broadband Access Coalition is to provide a collective voice for rural residents who are frustrated about their inadequate internet service, to provide resources, information, education for them to get involved in advocating for high-speed internet in their communities. And we've already heard from quite a few people, most of whom, quite frankly, are angry, as I have talked with them about their internet service or their...
And Jay, we have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate hearing that perspective. That was Jay McCloskey, an organizer of the Universal Broadband Access Coalition, a group devoted to bringing broadband internet access to rural Wisconsin.